Chapter 16. How to put a support system in place for your child with dyslexia. Teaching your child to seek help when necessary and getting a support system in place. A dyslexic child can never feel confident without a support system in place. They need to feel as though they can ask for help whenever they require it. A good support system is critical to your child because it can help your child to feel confident enough to be able to operate at their full potential and to do their best at school. Have the confidence to try new things and have a go. Have the confidence to meet and mix with new people. Have the confidence to strive to reach their goals. Have the emotional strength and confidence to overcome obstacles and adversity. The most important people in this support system are you and your family. You will also need to recruit your child's school teachers, learning support specialists, school friends, classmates, extended family, and family friends. Use all you know about your child with dyslexia to educate the members of your child support group. The word dyslexia means different things to different people, so keep your explanation simple. It is important to be specific so that they understand when their help may be required. You may also need to be specific in describing the ways in which your child may need help and support. The people in your support team may have a tendency to complete tasks for your child rather than providing the support which enables your child to do the task for themselves. There will be days when your child feels so challenged that they will need to have a helping hand to complete a task, but it is important to remind them we are not teaching learned helplessness, but providing support so they can complete a task confidently by themselves. Remember to tell everyone that having dyslexia is not an indication of your child's intelligence. Husbands, wives, and partners. Communication is the key for parents and partners to deal with the ongoing nature of dyslexia. It invariably falls on one parent or person in a partnership to be the leader of a support system for a child with dyslexia. If this is true of your family, the leader also needs to be a great communicator, ensuring that the other parent is kept up to date with all that is occurring in the life of the dyslexic child. Two heads are often better than one at finding solutions, and two or more raving fans or passionate supporters are what your child needs. If you are a single parent raising children on your own, you are already a one-person support network and an incredible hero in the eyes of most parents. Your immediate support network may be your direct family members, a best friend or a teacher, mentor or tutor who has a special relationship with your child. If you can't think of anyone special, remember that dyslexia is very common. Ask around. You will be amazed. There may be someone within your circle who knows more about dyslexia than you realize because they have it too. Brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters need to be brought into the fold to support their sibling with dyslexia. They will see firsthand the struggle that your child has every day, at home, and often at school too. You must educate them, and quickly. They need to understand why the struggle occurs and the impact it is having. It is important for any ridicule, teasing, and put-downs from within your family to stop immediately. If your child with dyslexia is going to remain confident or regain their confidence, Education at the appropriate age level is important. So explain your child's dyslexia to brothers and sisters. It is also important to remind overly eager brothers and sisters not to start doing schoolwork, homework, and reading on behalf of their dyslexic sibling. Extended family and close friends. The larger and more effective your support network is, the better for your child with dyslexia. When educating close family in particular, there will always be some issues to overcome that may not be obvious straight away. Firstly, you will have to deal with your family's preconceived ideas and personal views about what dyslexia is, and also their opinions on the impact it is having on your child and how it will impact on their future. Secondly, you need to realise that when you formally bring to light your dyslexic child's condition, family members will react in many differing ways. There will be those who see it as a weakness and a slight on the family name. They may not want to talk about it, rather keep it hidden and downplay its significance. There are others who will be concerned about applying what they perceive as a label to a child and are concerned about the impact this may have on their future opportunities. For others, you may be detailing a dyslexic condition that they also struggled with in the past due to its genetic nature. These family members may be more sympathetic and interested, or based on their life experience, indicate to you that your child needs to toughen up and get over it without all the fuss. Families are often the hardest people to educate because they believe they know us intimately, know what is best for us, and will often not hesitate to tell us. For example, your father may think your son has always been lazy and lacks motivation. Your sister may think you are overreacting and that there is nothing wrong with your son. You need to stand tall, wipe the slate clean, dispel all the myths, and lay out the facts. You are the parent and you are in charge. I find the best way to do this is to prepare family members mentally beforehand by informing them that you need to talk to them about something which is very serious. Make a time to sit down with them, as you are going to be providing them with some important information that will impact upon the future of your child. When this get-together takes place, give them all the concrete evidence you have. Write the facts down with bullet points and give people a handout so they have this for future reference. Make sure you include what is required of them and what you need them to do to help you and your child. I know this sounds so formal, but in many cases you will be seeking a change of attitude from people about your child and what is required from them in the form of support. If you take it seriously, family members will begin to understand the gravity of what you are asking of them. Teachers and learning support specialists. Ongoing communication is the best way to ensure your child is receiving the best level of support at school. Provide teachers with all the information you have collected to date about your child. Let them know how your child with dyslexia learns, thinks, and feels. Ensure that communication lines are always open, as discussed in Chapter 11. Classmates and friends. The child who is good at everything is a rarity. Nearly all children understand what it feels like to struggle at something. This is part of growing up. Regardless of this fact, some children will make a habit of putting other children down, teasing and ridiculing them in an attempt to make themselves feel more powerful when they themselves feel unsure or lack confidence. Being on the receiving end of this verbal harassment is not pleasant, and it is possible your dyslexic child may be the recipient of this type of abuse as they struggle through school. How to help your child develop a strong network of friends. Developing a strong network of friends is a good way to help your child to counteract this negative behaviour. Your child's strengths are a good place to start. If they are good at chess, make sure they join the chess club. Or if they are good at singing, make sure they are in the school choir. Children will always look up to others who do things well. Inviting classmates over to play after school or on the weekend is another great way to help your child develop strong friendships outside the classroom environment. There is no doubt about it, playing team sports and being part of a club is also a great way for children to develop strong friendships. If your child is sporting, encourage them to get out there and have a go. If your child is being harassed at school, go and see the classroom teacher immediately. Nearly all teachers have a repertoire of classroom activities that can be implemented to reduce and combat the negative behaviour of children. Give your child the words to use to explain to their classmates how they learn differently. Children like to be informed and educated. For example, your child may say to a classmate, "I read slower than you because I find it tricky to break the words down into smaller pieces. I understand what I read. I'm just slower. I'm great at maths though." Or, "I have trouble remembering dates and facts because my brain doesn't store this information very well. I'm fine if I can write it down." If children are encouraged to define themselves via their strengths and not their weaknesses, their positive outlook and their enthusiasm for life will soon help them to overcome and cope with the bad behaviour of others. As a family, if you are actively engaged in the school community, you add another dimension to your child. Helping out in the classroom, coaching a sporting team, helping out on school excursions all helps to encourage positive responses from other children towards your child. The general community. Many people out in the community will be totally unaware of what having dyslexia will mean for your child. Some will always equate dyslexia with a lack of intelligence. If your child comes into constant contact with these people, you will either need to seek to educate them or encourage your child to steer clear of them. For the occasions when your child does have to put up with quizzical looks, intolerance, bullying, or even pure contempt of their condition, you will need to provide them with the ability to provide answers, deal with their critics, and hold their head up high. You can do this by giving them the words to say if and when they are needed.